Breakfast.
Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Welcome to the Best Bits podcast. Lou here for more Radio Breakfast. We have handpicked some of the best moments from the last week. We've packaged them all up in one handy podcast just for you. Don't forget, you can catch us live every single weekday morning from 6 a.m.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits. Even more Radio Breakfast.
I've just been telling you about James McAvoy's new movie. No script involved in his big Hollywood blockbuster movie. It's all improv, so let's give it a go. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to see how tricky it's going to be for James McAvoy and Claire Foy in their new film, because no script. Jack and Lou, you're going to improv a movie scene right now, okay?
Yeah.
Similar to the plot line to this movie we're reading about today, you're going to go through a breakup scene. Jack, you're about to arrive back at the apartment. You're going to accuse Lou of cheating. Jack, you're Jeremy. The character is Jeremy. Lou, you're Annie.
I need to know. I need some more details. Like, how long have we been in this relationship?
Well,
how invested am I?
You're quite invested. You love the guy, but I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Now, I'm going to help the scene along. This is crucial. I'm going to help the scene along with sound effects.
Yeah.
Okay? To make it more interesting. To help steer the plot.
Okay.
You must react accordingly to said sound effect.
Okay.
Jeremy arrives home to accuse Annie of cheating. And scene.
I think we need to talk.
Do we? What about?
Well, if I'm honest, I think you know.
What? No, I'm just making dinner.
What? Can you please shut the dog up?
Rover! Basket, now!
Why are you spending so much time at work? I'm not an idiot.
It's my job. It's what I get paid to do.
I don't think that's the only thing you're doing there, is it? For God's sake, the baby.
Oh, Harry, come here.
No, it wasn't. It was Melanie.
Oh, Melanie!
Who is it, Annie?
What do you mean?
Who is it that you've been... Well, you know. Who is it?
What are you talking about, Jeremy?
I think you know what I'm talking about. I'm not a mug. I think you're with another bloke.
Who?
Oh, for God's sake, I told you I wanted my beef well done.
I'm sorry, I've just been distracted. It's been a tough week.
You've been distracted by what? His body? Is it something I've done?
I'm a midwife. I'm surrounded by women. Who could I possibly have gone off with?
Can you put your phone on silent? This is... Who could I have gone off with? Is it Gregory?
Who's Gregory?
The doctor.
Oh. No, of course not.
Who is it? I want his name.
There isn't any... body,
well,
Jeremy.
Listen, when you
why
decide...
don't you trust me anymore?
Because you've done this before.
No, I haven't.
Is Melanie even mine?
Excuse me.
And scene. Well done, team. Well done.
Oh, that Tarzan was quite magnificent.
Lou,
play Tarzan again.
The timing. Who is it? What's his name?
And more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
This kind of news always excites me. A space station on the moon is closer than we think. This is after the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency has discovered there is, in fact, fuel on the moon.
Oh, for God's sake.
And we need fuel on the moon to fuel the station permanently, and that's the big key. Once you find fuel in space, you can start building on other planets.
What kind of fuel are we talking? I mean, is it petrol?
Unleaded.
Yeah, they found a BP station with a Wild Bean cafe.
But that's what you're making it sound like. You're making it sound like from the space station, they looked out and went, oh my goodness me, would you look at that? There's a Shell garage down there.
Oh, we're talking gas canister?
Oh, it's got a jet wash.
Yeah, look, because we go get a meal deal, alien friends.
All right.
Sandwich packet of crisps and a Coke
got
for £3.
Got a deal on charcoal.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Absolutely. Oh, we should sign up for the Premier Points scheme
there. All right.
You know, oh look, they've got out the front, they've got barbecues for sale. Disposable.
Have you finished?
No, I'm not. Because they're also selling logs.
More radio. Love you, is that okay? Yeah, Natasha Bedingfield, of course, was one of the biggest stars in our Rewind year. These Words, a huge track from her. She's kind of disappeared a little bit now, hasn't she?
Yeah, we were just talking about things that were going on in 2004. You know, stuff like the launch of Facebook. There was a European Football Championships on that Greece won that was really odd. But there was a massive story in February. Absolutely huge news. This was shook the world, like on it, kicked it off its axles, really. Haitian President George Bertrand Aristide was replaced.
I'm sorry. What was his surname?
Haitian President George Bertrand Aristide was replaced.
You're saying Aristide, and that's not acceptable.
I'm not. It's Jean Bertrand Aristide.
How are we spelling this?
A-R-S-T-E-D-E. It's Aristide.
Stop saying it.
It's his name.
Lou, how do we pronounce that properly?
A-R-S.
A-R-S-T-I-D-E.
I'm Googling T-I-D-E. Haitian.
Aristide. I reckon.
It's Jean Bertrand Aristide.
Stop it.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Morning, Lou. Morning, Jack. Can I start with something a little racy on the show? Is that okay?
Well, only if you sing.
You know what you got to do.
Oh, I've got to do the... Oh, yes.
Come on.
Let me do... Okay.
Come on.
Yes. All right. So, right now, we are... Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Okay, we don't need
Not sure about the addition of grunts.
We don't need the additional. Yeah.
I like the gruntings.
So I've got a little survey here. This is the top fantasies on people's nookie bucket list.
Ooh, hello.
Oh.
So places that they'd like to, you know, have a roll around in where they haven't tried yet.
Go on.
For men and for women. Should we start with the girls?
Yeah.
Jacuzzi.
Done it.
The woods.
Done it.
Jack, we don't need a commentary.
Come on.
And the beach.
Done it.
That's what girls would like to do.
All day long.
For men.
I ain't even lying, Lou.
For men, the big fantasy places here. Sorry, are you all right with this, Lou?
Yeah, carry on.
Why are you writing notes? Okay. for men, their fantasy nookie place is in a lift.
Done it.
On a balcony.
Done it.
I really hope he doesn't say done it on this one. And in a public toilet.
Done it.
Of course he has.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, yeah. Sing it to me, Tommy.
We just talked about sex.
Yes, we did. We just
talked about sex.
And we liked it. Well, did you like it? We hope you liked it.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
It's Nelly, Hot and here on More Radio. Hello, Tom, Lou and Jack here doing the Rewind, taking you back to 2002.
Yeah, good memories and bad memories for me in this year. I went travelling around the world.
Ooh, lovely. Yeah, exciting.
It was good, but within the first 3 days, I got like mugged and all my money stolen. So that wasn't the greatest start to the trip, yeah.
Were you okay?
Yeah, it was fine, a little shaken, but I handled myself all right. We were in Thailand, just, you know, rucksack and taken and money taken from it and handed over job, you know.
Oh, mate.
Four or five of these fellas just, they're quick, that's the thing, and they get you and then they're like, you don't know whether you should fight back, but I did and I shouldn't have done because it can be, wow. And anyway, the last guy happened to be the Thai kickboxing champ, so I struggled a bit with him.
Really?
It took me 5 or 6 minutes to get him under control and the citizen's arrest, but we were there, we got there in the end.
If you managed to beat up all these men, how come you still lost your money?
Yeah, good point.
I was very impressed with their technique and their fighting ability, so I actually donated to a charity of their choice.
What charity was it?
The charity of who flung the lung charity in Thailand. I'm digging holes here. I'm going to stop.
And that's a very good idea.
And we'll move on.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
A nice little survey here. 1 in 4 of us have a plan in place to survive a zombie apocalypse. It's emerged. This is nice, isn't it?
A quarter of us.
Yeah, well, I know.
What kind of plan are we talking?
You might have to run from me. I feel a bit zombie today. The dog had me up last night.
Oh, not again.
Dear. Yeah.
So most people that are talking in this survey have actually considered putting together a survival kit. So amongst the most common items that they'd rush to shove into a bag, I'm disappointed, but are food, water, a weapon, a first aid kit, and contraceptives, which is interesting. You know, the old... The old bulletproof vest, the old papa stopper, you know what I mean?
Well, some zombies are quite fit.
The old love glove.
Look at the old what?
Love glove.
Let's start with the names, I think.
Sorry, but you understand what I'm saying?
I do, yes, we do understand. The first word was fine.
Right, sorry, I just wanted to make sure you all got it.
Sure, yeah.
But
the love glove.
But why not a torch or a phone or a good pair of running trainers? Well, why contraceptives?
Because I think if you thought... you're about to leave Earth. That'd probably be the last thing I'd want to do, I think.
Hang on, leave Earth? We're not going to space.
No, but if you have to leave this world, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'd be thinking, oh, one more.
You don't know how long you're going to be on the run for, or who with.
That's true.
And you don't want to be lugging around a baby.
Yeah, but what if it's an attractive zombie chasing you?
No, but you're not going to do that.
You've got a bigger problem than you fancy the zombies.
You know, listen, Isabel, let's talk about this. Let's just sit down and talk about it and see what happens, you know what I mean? I've got a love glove in my wallet.
Oh, stop.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Oh, dear.
What's happened?
I'm a celebrity. It's been in all sorts of trouble. There's been loads of issues, haven't there, with lockdown rules coming in Wales, which means that they can't form extended households. So it's looking difficult to actually film the thing. Things have got worse. The castle's flooded.
Oh, no.
Oh, that adds to it, doesn't it?
Storm Alex.
I think Storm Alex, yeah.
Oh, they should
just
quit
now. It does add
now.
To it, but they do need some dry areas. They can't be expected to, like, wallow for weeks.
Yeah, but I think it'd be fun. Tom, do an impression of one of the crew members asking Mifanway to come and help with the flood.
It's my Welsh accent.
It's not just the accent. It's the name Mifanway. It makes me laugh.
Hello, Mifanway. We got a problem with the flood. Okay. it's not that funny. There's many lovely people called Mifanway.
Well, I know, it's just funny the way you do it.
But it is one of the great Welsh names.
Oh,
isn't it?
It's
along
tremendous.
With Blodwyn.
With who?
Blodwyn.
Blodwyn, yeah.
That's another of my faves.
Yeah. Who's that?
It's just a good name.
Blodwyn and Mifanway are like the Anton Deck of Wales.
Oh, yeah. Mifanway.
Hello, Mifanway. Mifanway. Oh dear, well, we hope that things dry up ahead of filming.
Well, yeah. They've been spending the weekend, like, with buckets.
My fun way, you'll sort it.
All I want to do is make love to you.
Thank you.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
On more radio, 20 past 8. Hello, Tom, Lou and Jack. There's a little bit of sunshine out there now, but be warned, you might get soggy this afternoon.
So what's that song?
Oh, we had to draw straws to do this song, because none of us like doing it.
What's it called?
All I Want to Do.
Is what?
Make love to you.
Lou, I'm happily married.
Lou, back off. Like the laundry in our separate studio.
Yeah, I know. Every single morning we get this. What an absolute floozy.
Just leave me alone.
Yeah, you and your busy hands.
Right.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Have we started planning Christmas?
Yep.
Well, I mean, what's the plan? You know what I mean? You don't know what... No one knows what they're going to be doing.
This is the problem, isn't it? At the moment, rule of six is due to still apply at that point, which means you can only meet with five other people. And, you know, depending on the size of your family, that could be a bit tricky. And it's also putting turkey farmers in a bit of a sticky situation because they're used to, like, fattening up the turkeys, making them huge to feed families of, like, 12, 15. And I was saying, well, no, that's not going to work, is it? So they've put them all on diets.
And also, let's be honest... If you... Oh, not tired, on a treadmill.
The turkey on a treadmill. Yeah, gobble, yeah, gobble, gobble. Yeah.
If you're not going to a big family thing, are you going to have turkey? Because turkey, you kind of... If you go to your mum... Like, I'll go to my mother-in-law's, my lovely mother-in-law, Irene, and you'll have turkey. But if it's just me selling the boys at home, I don't know if I'm going to do turkey.
I would still want the tradition of turkey, but as you say, Lou, I wouldn't...
You want a massive one.
I don't want too much left over.
Buy a crown. Yeah. Just buy a crown.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I know, mate, but what are you going to do? You know what I mean?
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my turkey on a diet, like Lou's suggesting. I think she'd do some Joe Wicks in the morning.
Do you have a turkey?
Yeah.
No, we don't.
But I will ring up my turkey farmer.
Imagine a little turkey doing Joe Wicks, the little sweatband around his head.
Yeah. I'm going to take you on a bike ride. Yeah. Take you up the downs for a walk.
Lovely leafy salad for lunch.
Yeah, you know
I just got pictures of your turkey in Tom's garage lifting weights.
More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Let's talk about the economy, shall we?
Oh, that sounds fun.
What a great start to the week.
Well, this is a positive thing. HOSPA. So this is the Hospitality Professionals Association. They deal with hotels.
Okay.
And B&Bs.
Mm-hmm.
They've launched Sleepover to Help Turnover.
So that's amazing.
It's good, isn't it? It's not government-backed. I think this is their own scheme to sort of help take the industry forward. They've taken things into their own hands. So they're saying, look, we need to boost people staying in hotels. Everything's COVID-safe. We're trying to encourage the public to, beyond the summer, to go to hotels, go away and stay, wherever it may be, into the autumn and into the winter to help out the industry. So, Sleepover to Help Turnover. Lots of great schemes, lots of great extras and deals are going to be out there, so keep your eyes peeled.
Well, it's funny, because I was saying to my wife, Sally Ann, just the other day, that during the October half term, should we go to an Airbnb or something like that, just to get away? I just want to see some new walls.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I miss hotels, because I really like hotels.
Yeah.
You know, all the little sort of things like trying to find your door. You know, no, it's this way, babe. No, it's this way. No, in 401, it's this way. You know what I mean? Then you're getting, oh, look, babe's got an ironing board. You know what I mean? I miss it.
I think a lot of people have been more inclined to stay in Airbnbs, though, because you have the place to yourself. It feels a little bit more secure.
Well, yeah.
Whereas I think hotels have probably suffered even more.
Because by the time October half term comes around, you see, Jeff the puppy can go out.
Ah.
You know what I mean? So we're thinking, should we just... Let's just kick up our heels and get away.
Yeah.
Good idea.
What?
I'm not going away with you, Tom.
No. That didn't work last time. We're not doing that again. What if we do a house swap?
Oh, yes, because I want to see Lou's new porch.
Yes.
What? Yeah, me too.
But that's not going to help the industry.
Yeah, oh, but yeah. What, we could pay each other?
No, again, not going to help the people who work in the... Well, I mean, we could pay for a hotel room and then just house swap.
Apparently, Lou's place has got a lot going for it. It's got a gin shelf, a new porch. It's,
yeah.
got,
mm-hmm.
it's got, like, a rat in the garden for the kids. It's going to be lovely.
So, hang on. Who's having whose?
I'll have yours.
Bagsy
you
Tom's.
Have mine. Tom stays where he is.
No, I want Tom's. It's huge.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
You might well have a hidden gem in your house that could earn you some serious money. You do hear about these sort of first editions of books that people find in like a skip or something like that, and it makes them a lot of money. Well, have a go at this for kids' books. The most expensive or the most valuable book you can get for a kid is called The Tale of Peter Rabbit. We know Peter Rabbit. Beatrix Potter book. The first edition of that, or if you've got one in the top 10 editions, the first 10 copies ever printed, will get you 75 grand.
Whoa.
Can you believe that? 75 grand.
I think I was given one as a christening present, you know.
Yeah, I've got a Mrs. Tiggy Winkle.
Who's that?
That's one of the other characters, isn't it?
Sorry, I just immediately thought of a Dinky
Winky.
You are
filthy.
I'm so sorry.
Tom.
Sorry.
Beatrix Potter. Okay. It's written for 5-year-olds.
Sorry, it's the way you said it.
Oh, dear. That's
so carry on, Jack.
I can't. All I've got in my mind now is lose Mrs. Tiggy.
For goodness sake.
Sorry, Lou. I'm so immature of us. That's not good broadcasting.
No, it's
I apologize.
Not. I've got a Mr. Tiggy Wiggy.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou, and Jack.
Little bit of news here that I think might interest you, Lou, and many other men and women listening to the show this morning. The Real Full Monty is coming back to TV this year. Do you know this is where famous people strip off, like in the film The Full Monty? They do it to raise awareness for cancer, and the men this year are doing it to raise awareness for prostate cancer. You like naked men, didn't you, Lou?
Well, no, I find it all a bit awkward. I mean, what they're doing is incredibly admirable for charity purposes and raising awareness and all that sort of thing, but...
But you don't like seeing your fiancé nude?
Well, no, that's different.
Why is that different?
Because I know him and, yeah. You know...
It's very different.
We have that kind of relationship.
Yeah, no one wants to see Nick Knowles getting his kit off.
No.
Okay, fine. I won't do the bit then.
Oh, no, tell us more.
No,
tell
no, no.
More.
You've made it pertinently obvious that you don't want me to tell you anymore.
Tell us more.
No.
We just didn't want to look
No?
At...
Well, we'll Google it then.
Yeah, fine, you Google it.
What are you going to Google, Lou?
I don't know. What
naked
is it?
Men.
Naked men. I don't want to Google that.
The best bits from Tom, Lou, and Jack. More radio.